Kakalosh Boker Tov, we're just going to continue with Halachot. Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Samach Zayin, Sif Tetvav says, Ena Mesubim Rashaim Litom Ad Sheitam Abotzeach, which means that the people that, let's say, for example, we already mentioned that I'm saying Hamotzi for everybody here in the Kahal. So if I'm saying Hamotzi for everybody in the Kahal, everyone else is not allowed to eat, right, as if to say, until the Botzeach is the one that's going to eat. However, though, says Maran, he says, Vim Kol Echad Ve'echad Ochel Mikikaro. However, though, if each person is going to eat from his own bread, right, and then they don't really need my bread, so then what they're allowed to do is they're allowed to eat before I'm going to eat. However, though, if it's going to be Shabbat, right, or the same halacha is going to be, says the Mishabra on Yom Tov, then all of a sudden now that I have the Lechem Mishneh, and in front of you guys you do not have a Lechem Mishneh, now you're obligated that I'm going to eat, I'm going to taste, before everyone else is actually going to taste. So it says here, the halacha brura brings down, right, as follows. He comes and he says that this entire halacha is that the same halacha would apply to shalem, which means that right now, if every single person has their own piece of bread, and then they're going to eat from that piece of bread, or they have their own cup, and I'm making a shakol for everybody, or I'm making bura pira gefen, and everybody has their own cup, so then the same halacha, they don't have to wait for me. Why? Because if they're eating from their own bread, or they're going to be drinking from their own cup, there's no problem. However, though, if right now mitzad the beracha, it was done, whether it was because it was shalem, it was complete, that means I had a complete loaf of bread, and you only had sliced bread, or for example, lechem mishneh, which means that on Shabbat and Yom Tov, I have two breads, and you guys only have one bread, and you do not have the two breads in front of you, so then in such a case, now you're not allowed to eat before me. Why? Because since I'm the one that's being mosiotcha, yidechova the beracha, and, right, you need to be part of this beracha, you need the lechem mishneh for this beracha. So it's not just like in a normal case where I'm making the beracha for you, and then you're just coming, you're eating. Because even if it's considered that I'm making the beracha for you, you weren't allowed to make that beracha on this one bread. You needed me because I had the two breads in front of me, the lechem mishneh. So therefore what happens is you have to wait until I'm going to cut, I'm going to eat my bread, and then I'm going to give you, right, and then from this bread that you're going to start eating from this lechem mishneh or from this whole bread, and then you could continue eating from your own piece of bread or your own sliced bread, or you're allowed to continue drinking or whatever the case is. So that's just very, very important, again, as we mentioned, because this people have to pay attention to when we're dealing with, whether it's talking about on Shabbat and Yom Tov, about somebody might have a little piece of bread in front of them beforehand, still they would have to wait for me or for whoever's doing the balabait, for example, he's Botzea, so he would be, the balabait is the one coming and doing on Lechem Mishneh, you would have to wait for him in order to taste. And he says, if every single one of them is subim, make a hamotzi on their own, but there's not, right, he says, but there's not in front of every single one a kikal lechem. So he says, ve'echam mehem botzea v'notem min hapa lifnei kol echav echad, nachon sheav v'zeh lo yitamu min hapa tad shitam motzia. The same thing, again, you're going to have that the person that's making the hamotzi, he's going to taste first, and then he's going to give it over. The next sif in Shulchan Aruch says, "Ena botzea rashai livtzo ad sheichle hamem mipi rov ha'onim," which means that right now, I'm coming and I'm making the beracha. So I say, Amotzi lechem min haaretz. Okay, after saying Amotzi lechem min haaretz, you guys as the kahal, you're going to answer Amen. So now, Amen is part of the beracha. And therefore, since it's part of the beracha, I'm not allowed to cut until you guys say Amen. However, though, says Zalacha, I don't have to wait until every single person answers Amen. The majority, as long as the majority of the people already answered Amen, even though sometimes you always have these people, right, that they'll take a little bit longer, right, or they'll start singing the Amen and they'll take much longer. I don't have to wait for everybody. All I have to wait is the majority. Once the majority of the people, they finish saying Amen, I'm allowed to cut the bread, and then I'm allowed to distribute that bread to everyone else. The last halakha says, Sif Yud Zayin, HaBotzea Poshet Yedot Tchila Lekera Lechol, V'im Ba Lechlo Kavol L'mi Shekadon Menu Rashai. The one we already mentioned, that the Balabait is the one that always does the bread. He always cuts the bread, right? Balabait Botzea. Right now he says, over here in such a case, since he's the Gadol Shebekulam usually, right? So then what would happen is that he also serves himself first. However, though, in such a scenario, he's allowed to defer the kavod. He's allowed to give over that kavod to someone else. And therefore, you could come and you could give that kavod of being served first to anybody else. You don't have to be the first one to be served as well.